The fourth commandment, which tells us to keep the Sabbath holy, refers back to God's supreme control over time. It is not just things that belong to God, it is time itself. God marked off 6 days of labour and then created a day in which he did not work. Precisely because God keeps the Sabbath, so should we. In the Old Testament, the Sabbath is Saturday and focuses back to God's creation of the world. After the resurrection of Jesus, the early church developed a new perspective on the Sabbath, moving it to Sunday and shifting the focus forwards to the future remaking of a new heaven and earth with the coming of Christ. St. Paul and the writer to the Hebrews imply that the Old Testament Sabbath is a shadow of the eternal rest that believers in Jesus will enjoy. If looking back with gratitude distinguishes the Old Testament perspective, looking forward with hope marks out the New Testament one. The wise Christian will hold both perspectives. There are various interpretations of how practically we should keep a seventh day, but this commandment reminds us that we are to regularly set time aside and rest. Just as when travelling we set our clocks to local time, so as believers we should adopt God's time and pacing. In an age when many of us are frantically driven by agendas, to-do lists and overloaded calendars, this gives us the helpful and possibly life-saving insight that God is the one who made and rules time. During our Sabbath rest, we are to look back with thanksgiving to what God has done and look forward with hope to what God will do. These two commandments form a pair. We are to remember that we should let God rule over our identity, who we are, and activity, what we do. He should be Lord of our ways and days.